In this particular slide, we are going to initiate the discussions on the elements of HRIS Office Automation software applications. As the HRIS software applications have evolved, they have given rise to a systematic increase in the office automation applications. This refers to the varied information technology and software used to digitally create, collect, store, manipulate and relay office information needed for accomplishing basic tasks and goals. The global human resources management market, according to a global study, is estimated to reach $30 billion by 2025 with a compound annual growth rate of 10.4% over the next 5 years, according to the research. The storage of critical information, electronic transfer, and the management of electronic business information comprise the basic activities of an office automation system. With a multitude of office automation systems, it can be daunting to figure out which one is right for an organization. They all come down to unique needs of that business, and which features and capabilities will be most helpful at making the HRIS functions most effective and efficient. With the current options, the office automation helps in optimizing or automating existing office procedures and benefits that the organizations can, you know, get in a wide variety of ways. In the next slide, we will continue our discussion about the office automation requirements. Thus, the backbone of office automation, as we have come to know, is a local area network or a LAN, which allows users to transmit data, emails, and even the voice across the network. A local area network, thus, is a computer network that interconnects computers with a limited area, such as a residence, an office building, or a university campus. The conventional LAN has now transformed also into a wireless LAN, which is mostly used by mid-size as well as large organizations for a specific office premises. The wireless networks have become popular in these organizations because of their ease of installation. Most wireless LANs use Wi-Fi, as it is built into the smartphones, the tablet computers, the laptops as well. The guests to the organizations also benefit through the use of Wi-Fis, as they are offered internet access via a hotspot service whenever they visit these organizations. Here we continue our discussion about elements of HRIS office automation software applications. Thus, apart from the Wi-Fi and the LAN services that we were discussing, office automation also makes it possible for businesses to improve their productivity and optimize existing office procedures, which results in the saving of time, money, and human efforts. Office automation includes sophisticated and complex tasks, such as integrating front office and back office or back-end systems to make the organizations run in a better fashion. All office functions, including basic functions like dictation, typing, filing, copying, fax, telex, microfilm and records management, telephone and telephone switchboard operations fall into this category. Many of the organizations of today have also moved swiftly away to more modern and contemporary practices. The office automation thus has been a popular term since the 1980s as the desktop computer exploded onto the scene. In fact, we have had a brief discussion about the generations of HRIS and have been witness to this particular evolution. The diverse software applications used for the purposes that were stated in the last slide perform customized functions and operations depending upon the type and the size of the organization. Office automation systems use both hardware as well as software solutions that will ease the employee's workload. It is so effective and simple that it may activate options inside the software which already have but don't cost much. Robust automated systems provide this support to the organization. There can thus be a creation of original documents and providing inputs to the automation systems from the documents received from outside. Installing an office automation system thus reduces the organization's workload. It will help the employees to handle the information in an efficient manner and enhance their performance at work. There is an efficient extraction of data for the presentations as required. Additional comments, notes, and references can be helpful for decision making and duplicating the documents for distribution. For transferring documents and communications to different individuals, the office automation software makes extensive use of data communications and network facilities. Another function of office automation is presentation of information and data either on screen for visual inspection or in the form of printouts or any other form required by the users. From time to time, professionals need to check the input as well as the output, which makes work more acceptable, is given so that the employees and professionals can have them evaluated. Getting good results or working on tasks can only happen when the results are feasible, and this is facilitated by the contemporary automation software applications. Taking of proper decisions could also help the professionals handle a proper run and become better in the market. This is facilitated again by the office automation software. One critical variable affecting the success in office automation is the user's acceptance. No matter how technologically superior the equipment is, there may be failure if the users reject it. Office automation software for different organizations should include the following important functions: the ability to generate Microsoft Word documents or business forms from the data stored in other applications, such as Microsoft Access, the ability to generate presentations from the external data provided. We also have a few more important functionalities which we're going to discuss in the next slide. Thus, the office automation software for different organizations should include the following important functions, two of which were discussed in the previous slide. The next includes the ability to automatically send emails to customers or groups in Microsoft Outlook, the ability to create custom data entry mechanisms for Microsoft Office documents, the ability to create custom procedures for CAD programs, the ability to maintain and organize data stored in Microsoft Excel or Microsoft Access, the ability also to create standalone executable files to automate the office environment. So this, as we can see, is a comprehensive ability for the software application to support the working of its employees. It is observed that there is rapid growth in the use of office automation systems from the past few years. Competitive advantages are always considered as the plus point in every organization. An organization may only begin to perform well when it can increase the competitive advantages in all functionalities. The effectiveness of office automation will always boost this competitive advantage. It will keep adding to the prosperity and get a much bigger assurance when it comes to surviving in a market that is extremely competitive as it is today. This basic growth can be attributed to the following reasons. The first reason may be the value of information and the information explosion that has happened in the last couple of decades. The next reason is the increase in office cost and the need to improve office productivity. This is followed by the availability of the equipment and the skills. Thus, large number of organizations are being benefited by office automation due to the following advantages related to the human resource information system. The big business organizations can monitor and even handle projects and activities that are truly huge inside the office by using robust automation systems. The advantages presented are as below: better utilization of human resources, improved quality of work due to the robustness of the office automation suite, efficient decision-making practices, better services for the customers, and increased organizational effectiveness. As we can see over here, all these advantages lead to the organization to prosper in a way which was not foreseen in the earlier decades. In the next slide, we are going to begin discussions about the robust transaction processing strategies in human resource information systems. So now we are going to address the topic of robust transaction processing strategies in the human resource information systems. Before we proceed to the concept of transaction processing and the related strategies, let us develop an understanding of what a transaction is. So a transaction is a unit of program execution that accesses and possibly updates various elements of information related to the HRI's functioning. It refers to the collection of operations that form a single logical unit of work. In the HRI system, it consists of all business transactions occurring in the organization. Every information system has many subsystems like transaction processing systems, decision support systems, office automation systems, etc., to have a larger utility of the database created for the business analysis. These systems need to work in tandem and the transactions need to happen in an effective manner. The data stored in the form of computer databases needs to be retrieved properly to satisfy the information requirement of different operational areas of management, and this is precisely done by robust transaction processing strategies and systems. We shall continue our discussion about the transaction processing in the next slide. Transaction processing is designed to maintain a database in a known consistent state by ensuring that any operations carried out on the database that are interdependent are either all completed successfully or all cancelled successfully. The HR managers and professionals perform the retrieval of information from the master data through a set of well-defined tools. For example, to calculate the net salary of an employee, they would need to supply different inputs like basic salary, number of the days present, existing DA and HRA levels. The accounts department uses this information to calculate the final receivable salary of an employee. This process is called transaction processing of the data for the payroll calculation. Bringing robustness and improvement to the existing transaction process thus should be on the top priority of the HRI strategy. This involves important repercussions for the organization because the very salaries and the remuneration of employees depends on this. Apart from the salary and the remuneration, transaction processing also brings about robustness in the communication that flows through the human resource information systems. We shall continue with our discussion of transaction processing in the next slide as well. So transaction processing basically allows multiple individual operations on a database to be linked together automatically as a single indivisible transaction. So the preparation of transaction documents such as payslips, invoices, and receipts is important and the routine task performed in managerial functions. Thus, the manipulation and processing of information to get the desired information through the specific tools of HRIS is called as the transaction process. As applicable in other cases, different areas of management like human resource management, finance, operations, and marketing have various business processing data, and hence the subsystems to generate required outputs are needed. The transaction processing system thus ensures that either all operations in a transaction are completed without error or none of them remain in the system. All organizational transactions, such as inquiries, system files, or databases, must be updated. The data accumulated by the transaction processing system thus serves as a source of detail for management-oriented components of the information systems. If some of the operations are completed, but errors occur when the others are to be attempted, the transaction processing system rolls back all of the operations of the transactions. Further details about this process are continued in the next slide as well. So if all operations of a transaction are completed successfully, unlike what we have shared in the previous slide, the transaction is committed by the system and all the changes to the database are made permanent. The transaction cannot be rolled back once this is done. Unlike management reporting systems, the transaction processing systems typically provide a limited range of pre-planned reports. The content and format of such reports are programmed into the transaction processing system software applications, and the reports are produced as per the schedules that are provided. The transaction processing guards against hardware and software errors that might leave a transaction partially completed with a database left in an unknown, inconsistent state. If the HRI system crashes in the middle of a transaction, the transaction processing system guarantees that all operations in any uncommitted, that is not completed, process transactions are cancelled. The error reports list transactions found to be in error during the processing. They identify the error and sometimes also list the corresponding master file or database records to indicate the incompletion of the process. For the transaction processes to become effective, the HRI should have the component of the transaction manager. This is the key component or the core component of a transaction processing environment. Its primary responsibilities are to create transactions when requested by application components, to allow the resource usage, as well as to conduct the two-phase commit of recovery protocol within resource managers. The following reports types are produced by an effective transaction processing system. 1. Transaction logs, which are listed of all transactions processed during a system run and include purchase order manifests or sales registers. The second type of report is called as the error or edit reports. The error reports list the transactions found to be in error during the processing. They identify the errors and sometimes also list the corresponding master file or the database records. Detailed reports are the third type of report produced by an effective transaction processing system. These reports are extracts from the database that list records satisfying particular criteria. The last type of report that we are discussing here are the summary reports. These are typically reports that are produced by the transaction processing system, which include a summarized view. A prominent example can be the financial statements seen through a summarized pattern. A typical transactional application begins a transaction by issuing a request to a transaction manager to initiate a transaction. In response, the transaction manager starts a transaction and associates it with the calling thread. The transaction manager also establishes a transaction context. Thus, the communication happens between the database with regards to that particular transaction. By replacing paper documents with formatted transaction data sent over telecommunications networks, these systems provide for computer-to-computer communication without repeated data entry. So this is a critical benefit of the transaction processing units in the organization. All the application components and or threads participating in the transaction, as mentioned in the previous slide, share the transaction context. The thread that initially issued the request for beginning the transaction, or if the transaction manager allows, any other thread may eventually terminate the transaction by issuing a commit or a rollback request. A typical transaction processing system has to include the validation tests that include checking for missing data items, valid codes, and valid values. More extensive validation may entail authorization of the transaction based on the employee's record and the available inventory. The transaction processing systems thus offer certain querying and simple reporting capabilities as were discussed in the previous slides, although much less elaborate than those of the management reporting systems. Most queries in the system produce a lot of valuable organization information. Thus, the concept of a transaction and transaction processing services or systems simplifies the construction of distributed HRIS applications while maintaining the integrity of the data in a unit of work. Now we continue with the process of transaction, where we are reaching the end of the transaction. So before a transaction is terminated, any number of components may perform transactional operations on any number of transactional resources known to the transaction manager. If allowed by the transaction manager, a transaction may be suspended or resumed before finally completing the transaction. Given the complexity of today's business requirements, transaction processing occupies one of the most complex segments of enterprise-level distributed applications to build, deploy, and maintain. This is the final step that we are going to look at in terms of the completion of the transaction. Once the application issues the commit request, the transaction manager prepares all resources for a commit operation by conducting a voting. And based on whether all resources are ready for a commit or not, it issues a commit or rollback request to all the resources. Enterprise applications often require a concurrent access to distributed data shared amongst multiple components to perform operations on the data. Such applications should maintain integrity of the data as defined by the business rules of the application. In this particular slide, we are going to take a look at the elements of a transaction. We have already come to know about the concept of a transaction and, in a brief fashion, the process of transactions that happen in an enterprise. A transaction is a unit of work that has the following elements. 1. Atomicity, 2. Consistency, 3. Isolation, and 4. Durability. Each of these elements is going to be discussed in greater detail in the following slide. Before we move to the next slide, it is important for us to know that in information technology, the above elements are also known by the acronym ACID, where A stands for the atomicity, C for consistency, I for isolation, and D for durability. This is a set of properties of database transactions intended to guarantee the data validity and integrity despite errors, path failures, and other related aspects. In the context of databases, a sequence of database operations that satisfies the ACID properties is called as a transaction. Let's move to the next slide to discuss about atomicity. Here we are going to discuss the first part of ACID, which is atomicity. A transaction should be done or undone completely and unambiguously. In the event of a failure of any operation, effects on all operations that make up the transaction should be undone and the data should be rolled back to its previous state. This property states that a transaction must be treated as an atomic unit, that is, either all of its operations are executed or none are executed. There must be no state in a database where a transaction is left partially completed. A guarantee of atomicity prevents updates to the database occurring only partially, which can cause greater problems than rejecting the whole series outright. As a consequence, the transactions cannot be observed to be in progress by another database client. At one moment in time, it has not yet happened, and at the next, it has already occurred in whole, or nothing happened if the transaction was cancelled in the process. An example of an atomic transaction is a monetary transfer from bank account A to bank account B. It consists of two operations, withdrawing the money from account A and saving it to account B. Performing these operations in an atomic transaction ensures that the database remains in a consistent state. That is, money is neither lost nor credited if either of these operations fail at their respective ends. In the next slide, we are going to have a brief discussion about the next concept, that is consistency. In consistency, we see that a transaction should preserve all the invariant properties, such as integrity constraints defined on the data. On completion of a successful transaction, the data should therefore be in a consistent state. Consistency thus ensures that a transaction can only bring the database from one valid state to another, maintaining database invariance. Any data that is written to the database must be valid according to all defined rules. This includes constraints, cascades, triggers, and any combination thereof where there can be a chance of invariant data. This prevents the database corruption by an illegal transaction, but does not guarantee that a transaction is correct. Referential integrity guarantees the primary key foreign key relationship in this context in order for the information and data to be consistent. In the next slide, we are going to continue this discussion about consistency. In other words, a transaction should transform the system from one consistent state to another consistent state, reducing any inconsistency in the medial stages. For example, in the case of relational databases, a consistent transaction should preserve all the integrity constraints defined on the data. In the next slide, we are going to have a discussion about the third aspect of ACID, which is isolation. Here we look at the next element of ACID, which is called as isolation. Each transaction should appear to execute independently of other transactions that may be executed concurrently in the same environment. The effect of executing a set of transactions serially should be the same as that of running them concurrently. Transactions are often executed concurrently, example, multiple transactions, reading and writing to a table at the same time. Isolation ensures that the concurrent execution of transactions leaves the database in the same state that would have been obtained if the transactions were executed in a sequential manner. Isolation is the main goal of concurrency control, depending upon the method used. The effects of an incomplete transaction might even not be visible to other transactions. In the next slide, we are going to continue discussions about isolation. Isolation primarily requires two important things. One, during the course of transaction, intermediate, possibly inconsistent states of data should not be exposed to all other transactions. The second requirement is two concurrent transactions should not be able to operate on the same data. Database management systems usually implements this feature using a functionality called as locking, which brings about isolation. In the next slide, we are going to discuss the element of durability. The effects of a completed transaction should always be persistent and durable for the human resource information system of different organizations. Transaction management is one of the most crucial requirements for enterprise application development. The durability element guarantees that once a transaction has been committed, it will remain committed even in the case of a system failure. Examples can be a power outage or a system crash. This usually means that the completed transactions or their effects are recorded in the application. In the next slide, we are going to discuss the durability element further and work with a quick example. Most of the large enterprise applications in the domains of finance, banking, and e-commerce rely on transactional processing for delivering their business functionality. Given the complexity of today's business requirements, transaction processing occupies one of the most complex segments of enterprise-level distributed applications to build, deploy, and maintain. Let's work with an example of durability in transaction processing. Consider a transaction that transfers 10,000 rupees from the organization's account to an employee's account. First, it removes that amount from A, which is the amount going out from the organizational account, and it adds the same to B. At this point, the user is told the transaction was a success. However, the changes are still queued in the disk buffer, waiting to be committed to the disk. Power failures and changes tend to make this data lost. The user assumes understandably that the changes persist. Thus, if there are any power failures, the durability element should be able to make the change permanent. Here we continue our discussion about the last element, that is durability. Enterprise applications often require concurrent access to distributed data shared amongst multiple components to perform operations on that data. Such applications should maintain integrity of data and information which is flowing through the systems. Thus, we have concluded our discussions about the robust transaction processing strategies in HRIS. And we've also understood the importance of ACID amongst the properties to facilitate transaction processing. In this manner, we have completed this particular chapter on the software application for HRIS. Thus, we have completed this chapter on the software applications for HRIS as mentioned in the previous slide. In this chapter, we have discussed the important objectives that are the broad types of HRIS applications, in which we've seen the important four broad types. Those are the operational HRIS, the tactical HRIS, the strategic HRIS, and the comprehensive HRIS, along with their functionalities. We've also understood through discussions the elements of HRIS automation software applications. We've also conclusively taken a look at the robust transaction processing strategies in human resource information systems. In the next chapter, chapter number 5, we are going to discuss about creating secure HRIS systems. Thank you.